All right. Well, we're going to bring up our good friend and precious metals advisor, Tom Cloud. He's joining us this week to talk about what's been happening in gold and silver. It's time for our precious metals market update. So here is Tom Cloud. All right, Tom. Well, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Jerry. It's always great to be on.
Yeah, well, you know what? We have seen quite a week this week. We saw gold reach all the way up to $1,920, which I know turned many heads. And then it just turned right back around and went down below $1,820, all in a matter of a 24-hour period. So it has certainly been volatile in gold. Of course, it's been volatile in the markets as well with the Obama speech and, of course, the Republican debate this week. All kinds of things happening in Europe. Tom, there's so much to keep track of. It's just becoming crazy.
Well, it is, Jerry. And I think the number one thing is the dollar this week goes up 4%. And as I've talked about many times in the past, every time the dollar goes down 1% over the past 11 years, gold goes up 13%. And here's what's interesting. The dollar goes up 4% in 3 days, and gold goes down about 2%. I think it's 2.75% after gold goes, the dollar goes up 4%. So, number one, that's a very strong thing and for gold. And the other thing is we got to remember all these magic days coming up at the end of the month. We've got the meeting on the 21st where they're trying to create a Palestinian state in Israel, which we all know what's going to happen there. And then you've got Parliament meeting in Germany on the 29th. You've got all these triple witching dates, 23rd, 24th. And it is setting up, Jerry, for some real fireworks at the end of the month on gold.
Yeah, and you know, gold has been in a real nice confirmed uptrend, of course, for the last 11 years, but especially since July when it began to really take off. And we had a nice pullback right there in the toward the end of August, but it's resumed back up. And, you know, overall, this thing's moving up. You think we hit $2,000 by the end of the year still?
I do, Jay. I think we'll hit $2,000 by the end of October and possibly the middle of October. I feel very confident that is going to happen. And, you know, the listeners been listening to this for a while, though. We've been talking about volatility of $40 to $70 a day happening this year, and sure enough, we're starting to see it now on both the up days and down days. But that just shows you the interest in the metal, and it shows you the control that the cartel is losing. They no longer can control it like they used to, and with short positions, just too much buying of physical gold to have the volatility that, you know, the downtrend we used to get when they shorted gold. So everything, once again, is just setting up to go over 2,000 sometime in the next 4 to 5 weeks.
What do you make of the whole Europe crisis right now? I know it's had a tremendous beneficial impact upon gold and, you know, hard assets in general as people are flocking to the safe haven trades. But what is your take on Europe in general? You've been doing this for a long time. What do you think is going to happen over there in the short term?
Yeah, something's going to break, Jerry. You just cannot have this much smoke and not have the Germans certainly are thinking this thing through very deliberately as to what part they want or don't want. And you have Portugal and Spain and Italy and Ireland and all these countries, Greece, that are basically insolvent. It's not like the problem's going to go away just because you don't hear anything about it for 2 or 3 weeks. Doesn't mean anything has gotten better. It just means people are behind closed curtains trying to figure out what they're going to do. And it's, I already take it. And even when we see the Swiss bringing their currency down because they're losing tourism and by people banking there, and nobody wants to have a strong currency, as we talked about. And now we've got this situation where the dollar's going up, and it's very temporary. So I really think something's going to break in Europe, and it's going to lead. When you see interest rates go down like you've seen the last 3 days, it is absolutely scary to people that have been in this business a long time because it is so deflationary looking when you see the bond market falling like it is with interest rates going down, and you get a jump in the bond market, I think what you get, the yields are going down very quickly. So all of it sets up that something big is going to happen, and it's not going to be good.
Well, let's move to silver, because silver seems to have some strong technical support at around the $40 level, and it too has been in a fairly strong uptrend, although not nearly as strong as gold, since the beginning of July, albeit it's had a few pullbacks here and there. But it seems to be flirting with that $42 level, $43 level. It's really trying to move up. What's your take on silver as we head into the fourth quarter?
Well, I mean, I think you just about have to make your mind up. If you're going to sit and watch it between 38 and 42, and then that's fine, stay neutral on it. But once it goes below 38, or once it goes below 42 and closes again, this should be the trigger that moves it, and we think that it will move. And yet, because of all the economic news not being very good and jobs being very poor in the United States and sovereign debt in Europe, no one can say unequivocally that they're going to inflate. I mean, this thing could break the other way. So as I've said for several weeks, silver remains. It's just setting up to be explosive, but it just stays in a neutral. Technically, it's gaining strength by every day it stays above 40. But still, a lot of my large clients that use timing services have not moved into silver, but are buying gold very heavily. But I think we're going to see the period soon where it's going to, you know, break up, and I think to the upside. And I think it's probably going to be in my best estimate sometime this late September time frame. So I remain cautiously very optimistic of some $50 silver even this year. But on the other hand, I've been around long enough to know it's not a done deal. It's not a guarantee that that's going to happen. For those that are on the sidelines, they should just stay on the sidelines while we're in the neutral trading range.
Just a few weeks ago, you gave a buy signal on palladium. What's happening with that metal right now?
Well, it's moved from 729 up to 779. We've had about a $50 move in it, and we're now moving to the pier we've been waiting on, and that is the mines to close in the Soviet Union. Due to weather, it produces about 80% of the world's palladium. We're getting early indications on the weather that it could be closed as early as 4 weeks or as late as 6 weeks, but it has started snowing in the area. They're still able to mine. So it is still tied to the still industrial metal, but people are now starting to buy it because they know they can't manufacture cars without it. And I think you're going to see people buying it, even if demand for cars is not real strong, and even if the economy weakens some. And I haven't changed. I still look for a minimum $900 palladium this year, and very possibly $1,000 an ounce when it's sitting there right now. It's 778, 779. So I'm very bullish on it, and I like it, and think we're poised for quite a run the last 3.5 months of the year.
We got a lot of response from the last webinar that we did together, the one we did on gold, silver, and then diamond investing. We've gotten a lot of emails from folks interested in the whole diamond investing idea. Many of them have never actually considered that. Briefly introduce that topic again to some of our newer listeners before we conclude.
Well, a lot of people look for offshore to put gold just for insurance, and there's so many traps that if you do the wrong thing, the government could confiscate your gold offshore for doing absolutely nothing wrong except not telling them that you've got offshore accounts. So what I've always known from doing this since 1975 is that diamonds are the most portable form of wealth. You can take them anywhere in the world in your pocket. They don't affect on security at an airport. They're liquid anywhere in the world. And they're a product that's been going up at 12 or 13% a year, especially for the colored diamonds over, you know, the past 14, 15 years. So you see, and I've been seeing it, but we've just introduced it to a wider base of my clientele, that colored diamonds, yellows, pinks, blues, greens, they're very expensive. The yellows are not just coming into their home because there's more of them But all these we expect continue to have great returns. They're very confidential. They're very portable. They're very liquid anywhere in the world. And as long as you stick with GIA certified stones, it's a great way to take 3 to 6% of your portfolio and put into diamonds. So we are seeing that end of our business grow quite a bit. And I think that's going to do nothing except to continue, because the World Diamond Show is in China next week. And we're already hearing from some of our suppliers that they're expecting the biggest show in history. And they're expecting many, many diamonds to be sold in China. So we're excited about it, and it's not for everybody, but certainly it's a great place for somebody, you know, with $100,000 above portfolio. They can put $5,000 into an investment grade diamond.
Well, we sure do appreciate your information and knowledge on this topic. There's a lot of people who probably are not even signed up for your newsletter, where you give buy signals and sell signals, and you also alert them to some news. How can they do that? They can hop on to ftmdaily.com. They can fill out the free online form there. Just put in your name and your email, and they can certainly get in touch with you that way. They can also email you, Tom, is it tgcloud@bellsouth.net?
That's it. That's exactly it. So they can email me and be happy, or they can call me at 800-247-2812 if they have any questions, and we'll either answer to get right back to them. So just let anybody call that has any questions.
All right, Tom. It just keeps getting crazier every week. I tell you what, I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we'll look forward to doing this again next week.
All right, Jerry. Look forward to it. Thank you.
All right, well, if you would like to speak with Tom Cloud again, let me give you his information, 800-247-2812. If you're not currently signed up for his newsletter, do it. Do yourself a favor. If you're interested in gold and silver and this diamond investing, this is stuff you need to check out. Get on his email list. We don't sell your email. I don't sell your email. He doesn't either. No sharing involved. It's just simply he wants to provide you with good information. You can get on his list. Go to ftmdaily.com, click on the precious metals link, and there you'll find the place to sign up. Your name, first and last name, and your email address. Or you can send him an email, tgcloud@bellsouth.net, or just give him a call, 800-247-2812. All right. Well, when we return from this break.